This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Moving into a rather traditional point of view here, it is the talk radio review that you're about to listen to, an hour of conversation about the charts that have been culled by Talkers Magazine. The folks, the staff at Talkers, listens to lots of talk radio programs, the big hosts around the country, big stations reviewing the stories. And so each week, 52 weeks a year, they come up with a story list, top 10 items, and we count those down here with a review, thanks to the work of Jennifer Horn, who does the DGV program with me and Victoria Keelan, also does mornings on KRLA. And I noticed your co-host, Brian Whitmer, who does the KRLA thing, Whitman, him too, was an inspiration for the new late-night host on WABC.
Yeah, my friend. That's my friend, Frank Morano. He would listen overnights to Brian in New York. Now he's doing overnights. Frank is a producer was a producer for Joe Piscopo and Curtis Sliwa for years at the Salem affiliate in New York City. He just recently made that move to WABC. Good guy.
There you go. All right, so that's a little bit of trivia about talk radio. Now into the story list. Jennifer Horn is here, as I said. Victoria Keelan is here, as I said. I'm Doug Steffen at number 10. Let me go to you for this one, Victoria, to start with the Facebook political ad policy being set, or just generally a discussion of social media, how biased, and the question about whether you get your news there. There are all kinds of questions about social media that continue to pop up, so apparently this is getting a little bit more focus, yes?
Well, this has sort of been a big week. Facebook has a... I consider it to be a completely useless policy. They said that the week leading up to the election, they're not going to allow any political ads. Like, what does that do? Nothing. Twitter had kind of a big week because as the president came down with COVID, as we all know, he was at Walter Reed. So Twitter had to remind everybody, hey, you can't wish bodily harm on anyone. You cannot wish death on anyone, regardless of who it is. You can't say you hope Biden gets COVID. You can't say you hope the president doesn't recover. Whatever it is, they have been cracking down on that. And that has been their policy. That's not new. That's actually been Twitter's policy since the beginning. So, but this week, a lot of accounts were taken down. A lot of people put in Twitter jail. And, you know, just in general, people saying really horrible, nasty things on, you know, against both candidates. And, you know, I'm happy that Twitter stood up.
So, I think they need to do free speech. I had a tweet censored. I think I don't know
but
if
you
I told
can't,
you guys
you
about
can't
it.
Wish death on someone. That's
I didn't.
You,
I actually was just responding.
You,
no, I know. I actually had this instance this week where I was trying to post a tweet because Michelle Obama released a video this week where she talked about 20 minutes, basically, about President Trump being a racist. And my tweet was simply this: Michelle Obama, just a reminder as to what Joe Biden said about your husband. I took the direct quote as to what Joe Biden said about Obama being an articulate, clean African-American, whatever he said for the first time. And I put the direct quote up there, and I said, hashtag fact check. And Twitter kept pulling it down. I tried to post it 8 times. I showed it to my mom. My mom's like, well, you're calling Michelle Obama a racist. I said, I am not. I am saying, just a reminder, here's what Joe Biden said. And it would not let me put it up
until...
But that
was so blown out of proportion that it was not what he meant. And Obama at the time said, I have no problem with Joe Biden.
Okay.
That was so
it's what
blown
he said,
out of proportion.
And should Twitter be pulling
yeah,
me down?
Yeah, but that's, I think, yeah, the secondary issue is what you said, Victoria. The primary issue is there free speech there or not? And apparently because it's privately owned, they can do what they want to, and there is
well,
no.
It's not gray area. It's not just that. It's when you sign on, you are checking the box, and you are agreeing to their rules. This is not a public platform. This isn't public access TV. You are signing up and saying, I'm agreeing to Facebook's rules, I agree to Twitter's rules, and that's a violation of the rules.
All right, so
pretty simple.
Some of the groups that are a focus in here, these right, are they the so-called right-wingers? I'm not sure that that's a fair way of describing them. But anyway, this group that was thinking about capturing or...
Yeah, they're anarchists. Governor, they're not right-wingers. So let's make sure we get that right. Yeah. They're self-described anarchists.
So,
yeah, there's some militia group or whatever they call themselves.
Right, but did they get... were they fed, if you will, they get sustenance by some of the stuff that's at, that's on Facebook? Yes, no?
I don't think anybody knows. I think...
If Facebook can turn you into an anarchist, you're pretty stupid. You know, I mean,
well,
really?
That's why I don't understand why they're blocking political. Well, no, but I don't understand why they're blocking political ads, because how dumb are you? I mean,
that's why I say that makes no sense to me.
How
a week
dumb
before
do you
the
have
election?
To be?
Right, exactly.
All right. Next up, number 9 on the countdown as we work our way toward number 1, our relationship with China and Russia. Thought it was pretty interesting that the lab tests on Alexei Navalny, am I pronouncing it correctly now? The Russian opposition leader
said it was poison.
Yeah, a nerve agent, in fact.
Yeah.
So do these sorts of things, do they impact or affect our relationship with the Russians or with Putin? We all know, we seem to take the Russians more lightly than we do the Chinese. For all we know, the Russians and the Chinese could have created, they could have been in on the coronavirus together. Ooh, you don't know that they weren't. You don't know
that's
that
true.
They weren't trying to disrupt the balance of power in the world. The Chinese certainly have made no bones about that. And the fact that we still haven't, there's no policy, speaking of foreign policy, to get American companies the hell out of China and the back, whether it's back to America or someplace else, I don't see, other than Trump, I'll give him that. He's the only one that I've seen that really is working toward bringing at least a certain sector, the drug business, back to America. But there ought to be a focus on all of that. Car part, you name it.
Yeah,
toys, whatever.
We need to start with our pharmaceutical industry, and we need to get that back immediately. It's ridiculous that we rely on China for that industry.
Well, we've made progress on that, which is good. California is going to make their own generics, so that came a couple weeks ago. And then in New Jersey,
why should California do it by themselves? Why aren't there others?
Yeah, it's got to be a
move. It's cuckoo California. They want to do everything on their own, like they were a separate country.
I get it. I'm just saying where there has been progress made.
No,
in New Jersey, my representative, Pallone, he sponsored the bill that has been, I think it's heading to the Senate now, that essentially it frees up university labs in America to work with pharmaceutical companies to develop those key ingredients that we need for generic drugs, number one being insulin. We have got to make our own insulin. And so I am very happy with my representative. I'll be voting for him again coming up in the next election. I think he's done a lot of very practical things where we're actually moving the needle. So in the pharmaceutical realm, you know, Rutgers University is here in New Jersey where I am, and that's a lab that has been very well respected but never really allowed to go beyond that university status. And so to be able to work with the federal government and pharmaceutical companies, that could be a real game changer for the whole country.
Yeah, it's so important. I don't know how anybody can vote for Biden if China is an important issue for them. I mean, Biden has been endorsed by several media outlets in China. During the vice presidential debate, they blocked things that Mike Pence said about China and allowed everything that Kamala Harris said to air. I think that
I didn't know that.
That was a big story this week. And Joe Biden Joe Biden's son, at least, and Biden's brother has been on the payroll of the Chinese communist government. So when we're asking about who's going to be tougher on China, I think it's really hard for people who are taking that one seriously to justify how they can vote for Biden, because
how can
he's
any
clearly
American
going to be.
But that's all in the past. That's not a current thing. I don't think it would be difficult for Biden and Kamala Harris to be tough on China at all.
I don't think they want to be because Joe Biden owes China. I mean, that's the problem. When you're on the payroll of them, you can't just turn on.
I think it's hard to make that stick. But the other side of it is that, as talking about the present, they better be on to holding China accountable. Otherwise, their connection to control is going to be very short-lived. 15 past the hour, the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen will continue with a focus on the climate and the hurricane that's moving, or as we do this program, into the Louisiana coastline. We'll get to that in a moment.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. This is an adjunct to our DJV program, weekly, weekday morning. So we have this opportunity to go through the list before Michael Harrison joins the party. At number 8, the wildfires, the hurricanes, all of that stuff. As we do this program, Hurricane Delta is in blasting into Cancun and the Yucatan Peninsula, and then headed up toward the Gulf of Mexico. It's in the same place that they've all been this year. I guess that's, you know, more or less, that's the... And one wonders what is going on in
that
the atmosphere
part of
there.
Yeah,
that's attracting this sort of thing. Meanwhile, Jennifer, what about the wildfires in California? What's the status there?
Still burning over 4 million acres in the state of California. There's a mega complex burning, a fire burning up in Northern California that's burned over 1 million acres all on its own. I have fires where I am in Southern California, and we haven't even gotten into Santa Ana season yet. For those that are outside of California, in October, usually late in the month of October, we get these very dry, windy conditions that pop up, and that always spells trouble. We haven't even gotten through that yet, so it's going to be a rough fall.
All right. So that's that leads us into number 7, the situation with schools, having them open. A number, I think, there are 3 or 4 items on the countdown this week that have to do with the COVID, and this is certainly one of them. I don't hear or feel or get a sense of a resolve here, different parts of the country, different ways, but meanwhile the kids are still not learning, and there are a lot of people who just said, you know, let's send them to school and let the chips fall where they may.
Good news for parents. I'm pretty sure after Election Day, schools will start to reopen. So that'll be exciting for all of
them. Well, in New York, they've had to, you know, they had to send kids home again for 2 weeks because of the hot spots. And New Jersey might be not far behind it.
21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
All right, moving back into our fold here, the charts for the week of October the 5th to the 9th on the Talk Radio Review. The stories, we're going through those each week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You can see a list of the stories that are gleaned by the folks at Talkers and the people list as well. At number 7, we were talking about the education situation, and I sort of tie that with number 6. I think that the whole business of dealing with reality in school, like the whole business of Black Lives Matter, are those things being taught? Do kids need to be educated as to what's going on with the police? Is that part of what... and if we do that, how do you do it without a bias? That's my question, because there's so much bias presented in schools these days. It's not what to think, it's how to think. And we ought to not be teaching people how to think, but what to
think. No, how to think is critical thinking. That's what we need to teach.
That's right.
Not
thank
what
you.
To think, yeah.
Yeah. I had it backwards, turned it
right.
around.
Unfortunately, that's what happens sometimes.
It is. No, that's the point. That's my point in all of this.
Well, I think kids absolutely need to know about race relations and police reform, because teenagers at some point are maybe they're going to encounter the police. And so I think that that's an important discussion of, you know, what's
but
going
don't
on.
Have to talk about the basics.
The problem is that if we just talk about like real true facts, that'd be great. Problem is that we have stupid things like the 1619 Project. We have all of these things that are not true that are being taught as truth, and then you have a whole generation of people who don't actually really know any history.
Right.
I mean, that's
exactly.
That's what really is so frightening, is that there is no truth left in the news media. Everybody has their own version of the truth. And now, as far as history goes, we're all getting our own version of history. I mean, it's just... there's got to be facts, an agreed-upon set of facts. There used to be, I think, we used to agree on at least fundamental facts, and now people can't even do that, and that's frightening.
Yep, it is. It's really, we're in a stiff place here, that's for sure. All right, the economy is number 5 on the countdown, and here we go with the debt. You've seen this probably now projected to be larger than the U.S. economy. We owe $27 trillion. The debt's up by 4+ trillion since the start of COVID. And where do we go if we have another one of these whether it's the Republicans or Democrats, there's going to be another
round.
And
what's the alternative? I mean, that's the other thing. Is as much as I don't like
to
spend money, what's the alternative? People need help.
Right. You have
all the airlines
exactly.
are ready to go out of business. And that was, there was supposed to be a special, it seemed to me this week, I don't know where it went. There were two things. Trump said we were going to do the $1,200 thing, and then Congress said we got to bail out the airlines. And I don't know where that, at the end of the week, I'm not sure where either of those two things were. But if you don't give the airlines 50, 60 billion bucks, come this time next year, there'll be one or two airlines in the United States. Hey, imagine what kind of a fiasco that would be. Good God. So, anyway, the debt, even some of the deficit hawks are urging the White House to approve another round of stimulus, even though it adds trillions of dollars
right.
to this big
That's
hole.
That's how you know it's really bad. If the hawks are saying, all right, look, we really need to help people.
Yeah.
If it's that bad, and Jerome Powell said, look, we can, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, this is not actually the time to really take a look, a hard look at what these numbers mean. We need to just get out there and help people and stimulate the economy.
Yeah.
And so Wall Street
imagine,
listens to Jerome Powell.
Think about all the rest of the economies in the world. They're in the same shape. Everybody's in a hole, so we have basically no money. There's no such thing as real money because
right.
everybody is broke. Every
well, and
country.
Now that we've crossed this threshold of owing more than our worth, now we're
yeah.
like Italy. Remember the Greece crisis? We're
right.
like Greece now.
Yeah,
and that's what happened.
Everybody's like that.
Who do we think is really happy about this, guys?
China.
There you go.
Yep, it's all about the Chinese. They're just screwing the world so that they can be in charge. Those guys and that whole situation there, oh, my God. How we let it to get to this point is just...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As it approaches our coast, Hurricane Delta is forecasted to be weakening rather than strengthening, and it's going to be a storm that moves faster.
Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards says Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall in Louisiana around the same place another hurricane hit in August. Edwards continues,
it is very clear that Southwest Louisiana is going to get more of a punch from this than we would like to see for sure. Because we're still trying to recover from Hurricane Laura.
With the second Democratic presidential debate scrapped next week in Miami, both candidates hitting the road. President Trump holding a campaign rally down in Florida. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will be holding a town hall in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Three former astronauts have written an op-ed endorsing Republican Senator Martha McSally in her race against Democratic retired astronaut Mark Kelly in Arizona's closely watched Senate race. The Senate race in Arizona is one that everyone is keeping an eye on as Democrats hope to retake control of the Senate. If Kelly does win, the state would be represented by two Democratic senators and a state that was solidly red not that long ago. As far as why the big changes in Arizona, Chuck Coughlin is an Arizona political consultant.
Well, there's a reason Arizona is a battleground state. It's because we're changing, we're growing, but it's a mosaic of reasons. More progressives, it's Californians moving in. Remember what we have been. We're a major retirement community.
Regarding that Senate race, Republican Senator Martha McSally trailing in the polls against her Democratic challenger, Mark Kelly. The two held their only debate earlier this week.
So what Counterfeit Kelly wants is to delay this so that they can get liberal activist judges on the bench.
This is something that might not even come up for discussion. And if it does, I'll spend some time thinking about it, and I'll make a decision based on what's right for Arizona.
For more news, you can always follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Move back into our focus, another half hour here, with our ability to discuss the issues of the week. That's what happens on the DJV program as we review the top 10 stories. Jennifer Horns here, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, the situation with meds and health care and what's happening because of COVID. I guess the situation in hospitals, has it gone back to what it was in April? Is that
not
confusing
fully.
Me?
It depends on where you are, but not fully. There are some states that are reporting that they're, you know, halfway to capacity, and some states have almost no hospitalization. So in New York and New Jersey, where I am, the ventilator use is going back up again, which is really bad news because for a while we had people kind of going in, being treated, but not needing ventilators. Now ventilator use is on the rise. It just really depends on if you're in a hot spot. For this, whatever you want to call it, whether it's the second wave or however you want to classify it, there are these hot spots that are building up again. And so hopefully we are prepared if there is a real full second wave and that we don't run into that PPE crisis that we did before.
Pretty interesting how this has affected the sports world. I know here in my neck of the woods in New England, the Patriots game was postponed again because of the concern over the virus. I can't imagine, actually, this season's going to end. It's going to end as planned.
Right, what do you think? Right. Well, your quarterback, Cam Newton, he tested positive. I don't think he had any symptoms, though.
Right.
And then they did play a game without him, using your backup, and I forget his name.
And
so now you're saying that there was another game that was canceled after that?
Yeah, there was.
Wow.
Pittsburgh, I know, had a cancellation. Tennessee's had a cancellation. So I think.
So where does this all go?
Well, I think that they're doing the best that they can. I think that the difficulty is I don't know how much of a bubble form that they're using right now. Major League Baseball is using a bubble for the playoffs. Basketball
what
is
that
very
mean?
Successful.
Bubble.
It means that everybody kind of comes in and plays in one place, so there's not a lot of traveling back and forth.
Quarantined there, yeah.
And their families are quarantined. Like, if you watch any of the baseball playoffs, go Dodgers, you'll see that the families are actually on the field because now the families are quarantining with the players, and they're playing it at certain stadiums. They're playing in Texas. They're playing in California. So there's different stadiums that are being used as like centers instead of having people travel back and forth. And that's, I think, far more effective than traveling around and maybe not being as tight with those restrictions.
I don't think the NBA has had a single case, have they?
The NBA, in fact, the NBA
that's
has
really
been
amazing.
A model. Yeah, the NBA's been a model for actually COVID research. They've also done some use of experimental drugs. I mean, they've done all kinds of stuff actually as part of the NBA.
The fact that they're so close and they don't have any equipment on, they're just there. And they've got skimpy uniforms and sweat everywhere.
Right, but like Jen was saying, the fact that they have been from the beginning, they did their initial 14-day quarantine, and they only slowly let in immediate family members, wives and children, things like that. So I think the NBA, anybody who says, oh, well, social distancing and masks and all that doesn't work, well, it does, because look at the NBA, not a single case.
Yeah.
So, that's enough science to tell you that's what all of us should be doing.
That, unfortunately, isn't how... How it goes, though, Victoria. People having that argument, it's like talking to the deaf, dumb, and blind. And the, you know, they made up their minds, and that's the way it is. I had a long conversation with my son last night about the Micron. I've actually found one of those, new masks that has only, what is it, one micron? Because the size of this cell, the COVID cell, is like less than 3 microns. So unless you have a 1 micron filter, it isn't going to keep the stuff out, or keep you from putting it out. But it still is. There's something psychological that goes along with having the mask on. I don't know whether it's security, whatever it is, but I think it's an important part of all of this. Number 3, focus on the Supreme Court vacancy. Although I haven't heard that much. I mean, you know, they're pushing it. But because of the president's COVID thing and a couple of other ideas...
You'll hear a lot next week because the White House has been prepping Amy Coney Barrett. The hearings start on Monday, so next week is going to be... It'll be in full gear. And from what I've heard, Democrats last time around got really poorly polled, at least poor polling numbers, by going after Brett Kavanaugh, calling him a gang rapist and all these horrible things. They're going to do less personal stuff with Amy Coney Barrett and focus more on trying to get her to commit to how she would deal with certain cases, which jurors don't typically do. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was asked the same questions about how she would rule on certain things, and typically you can't answer that because haven't seen the case yet.
Right.
So I think that they're going to be trying to press her on that. I just don't know how effective they'll be in getting any answers.
Hmm. All right. Well, it goes on anyway. The number 2 item this week, the vice presidential debate. We probably would spend a little bit of time on this, as it did have some impact. The fly, I thought, was the most interesting part of the whole thing, frankly, from my perspective anyway. Listening to I went back in and out of it 3 or 4 times, and I have not much use for either one of them, frankly. So maybe that prejudice got in the way of me.
Who's your favorite government official? Because you don't like anybody. I mean, really, truly. There's not
anybody
like,
you really
you're like,
do
that's
like.
My guy. That's my girl. That's
the
somebody.
The chairman of the city council in Framingham.
Okay.
That's who my favorite
is. So someone
and Marianne Williamson.
Right.
Marianne Williamson would be.
Oh, I love that you just brought that back up. We're going to defeat him with love.
Yes. Right. Well, couldn't we use a little
of
that?
I know. See, there we go. Hello. That's what we want. That's what we want.
I think we could use a little more of that and a little less of the confrontation and the garbage that goes on. And that smirk on Kamala Harris's face as Pence was admittedly kind of pandering to her. I thought he was, I don't know, it's just such a damn waste of time. But you two, go ahead, give us your insight into what you saw, what you thought.
I think it was a waste of time. Not,
yeah.
I mean,
is it weird? I liked this one too. I like
it.
Really?
I'm the only one who like seems to love
yeah.
this stuff.
Yeah,
I
okay.
I love this stuff. I don't know. It's just
well, it would be all right if there was something there.
You know what we need to do? We need to all get on a Zoom call and watch, like, have a debate party, because I know okay. I can make you guys find the entertainment. I know it.
All right, so a Zoom party the next time there's a... when is that? Well, we don't know. That's probably not going to be another debate, or maybe there isn't going to be a debate between the two principals here. What is the latest on that? In terms of whether there is or there isn't, there will or there won't.
As of October 15th debate, we don't have one. I mean, there'll be a third debate after that, which will then go on to be the second. But I think
why
Trump's
even
gonna,
have them? Why? What comes out of them? What is
because they're important.
Trump's gonna what? Because Trump can come out and badger Biden, and Biden can try to remember what his last words were, and
that's unfair.
I know. Okay, sorry.
Is it? It is.
I know.
That's why they don't want him in virtual space, because they know he'll be on teleprompter. It's the only way he can handle himself is on teleprompter.
That's not true.
I don't think that's true.
That's not true at all. He handled himself without a teleprompter, and Trump screaming at him the whole time. It was ridiculous.
He actually was cool.
It was an embarrassment.
He lost his cool. Called people clowns as a sitting president of the United States.
He is a clown.
Very rude and dismissive.
He apologized for that, but. At that point, it was ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
Clown isn't, that's not really fair either, now that I think about it. Trump, nobody wants to deal with this. Trump needs emotional help. He needs a therapist. He needs somebody deal with him.
If you had been badgered with false claims and had a previous administration working against you to get you out of office, I've heard when you've had advertisers go against you and you are like hurt for months. Imagine the whole country, like the government, and the power going
in that position.
No, he didn't.
He
ran for president.
He ran for president,
and he had
the largest
political scandal.
You think this would be easier on
do
Biden?
Do not normalize the fact that the FBI and the DOJ spied on him. They took over the whole campaign based on false information that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. Give me a break. They always ask about Trump's peaceful
this
transition of power.
So
he was not afforded that.
Everything about this country has been corrupted.
63 million votes.
By, there was a question on Family Feud last night, rate on number one from 1 to 10, how important is money in your life? And they were, one answer was 6, and one was 7, 1 out of 10, and Harvey said, you're both lying. It's 10, and you know it. And I think that's it. That's what people will judge. If people don't have jobs, and there's trouble in paradise as far as money is concerned, which is going to be in November. That's the way the election goes. I think that's how you shake it out. Speaking of the election, we've got a focus on debates and that sort of thing. But we also have the president's battle with COVID and what the bottom line is there. We'll get to that as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Overview. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Moving into the number one spot this week, the focus on the president's battle with the COVID, what's this? I noticed that the CDC says that white men are not washing their hands. I wonder if the president washes. Anybody follow the president in the bathroom to see if he's washing his hands?
He's a germaphobe, so absolutely he's washing his hands all the time. Really? He's been known for that for years.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like what's his name? Howie Mandel.
Yeah, but he's had to, he's had to get over that because, you know, but he normally was not. Yeah, he was normally not. Like, I got in an elevator with him once, and he wouldn't hit the button. He had someone else hit the button.
Who?
Like, and that was years ago. Trump.
Oh,
so
really?
he's a known germaphobe.
Check out his hair.
Yeah, it's like cotton candy. Was there a fly in it? No. No
flies there. No
fly.
Yep. All right. So the business with Nancy Pelosi saying that he was unstable, the drugs he took were too strong, yada yada. And then there was the controversy. Well, why did he get that drug and I don't? Hello, he's the president. That's why he got the drug and you don't.
Yeah, that's an unfair thing if anyone says, well, how come he didn't get it? That's stupid. But there are a lot of doctors who are wondering because some doctors have said he was over-medicated, that he was over-treated, and then others are saying, okay, so does that mean that they were being extra cautious or was his case more severe than he let on? We don't know the answer to
that. He said the Regeneron was great and he's going to try to make it available to all seniors because he said he immediately felt better after.
Congratulations to the World Food Program, awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. It's contributed to a strong upsurge in the number of victims of hunger in the world. That is helping out, so I guess that makes it appropriate, right? That's good news. Some good news. Good to end on a high note here at 10 before the hour. The Talk Radio Review. Thanks to Jennifer and Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Three after the hour, car talk in its reality. Yes, talking about you and your cars. What do you like to drive? Maybe it's not a car. Maybe it's a pickup truck. A lot of people prefer pickup trucks and SUVs. There's no such thing anymore, actually, as a car, a pure car. Maybe I'll ask Nick whether he agrees with that. Nick Miles is here from yourautoexpert.com to talk about cars, what's going on in the world of cars or CAS. Do you agree, by the way, with my last statement? What do you think?
I use the word car to generalize everything on four wheels that we use to get, you know, on public roads. So yeah. It starts to be, I mean, if you have to say car, truck, SUV, you know, CUV, it's just thing that has four wheels and goes.
What's a CUV? I don't think I've ever heard that expression before.
Yeah, so CUV or crossover is actually looks like an SUV, but it's raised up to, from a car platform. So a Honda CRV or a RAV4 from Toyota would be a CUV, a crossover utility vehicle. It's really a car that's been raised up and beefed up a little bit, and they cost about $3,000 more than the equivalent car.
Got it. So. Okay. I noticed this week Tesla announced it had delivered 140,000 vehicles, which seems to have broken its previous records with all the talk about them and what they're doing. I had a friend who was in one of the new cars and said, oh, this is fabulous. I find them very tinny. I mean, they look good. It's interesting inside. But it still seems like a very weak structurally, a weak car. Is that just me?
Yes, I mean, I don't think you're missing the point at all here with Tesla. I mean, they have technology that far outstrips many of their competitors, and they've really proved that with doing things like, you know, the 0 to 60 mile an hour in around a second. And there's a lot of fun, but interestingly enough, if you bang a Tesla up or you have an accident in it, and we've seen some pretty horrific accidents in Teslas, if you do that, it seems to be, you know, take at least half a year to get it fixed.
Right.
And
just crumbles.
Sometimes they're super damaged. I have a problem with them because even at the LA Auto Show about 5 or 6 years ago when they had some of their vehicles on display, I could walk around and see different gaps between the panels, and that always tells me something isn't quite right. When you have a robot engineering future ahead of us where no mistakes are made and you still can't get a panel on a car to line up, that troubles me.
So they have, though, they announced this week that their value on the market is $400 billion, which is certainly more than the other big automakers. They make a lot of the other car companies make a lot more cars than Tesla does.
But one of the problems with Tesla is it doesn't make any sense financially. They've lost more money, I think, than Ford and FCA put together. Mm-hmm. They've lost huge amounts of money. They make a lot of money from selling carbon credits. So because they have zero emission stuff, I mean, there was this great story about a year ago of Fiat Chrysler spending $2 billion and buying carbon credits from Tesla because Fiat Chrysler's vehicles were so Nick and Doug efficient in V8s and chugging vehicles that they had to offset it by buying a bunch
of cars we love to drive. Let's have more of those. You were doing a lot of television interviews this week. I wondered about some of the questions that you have been asked in terms of the effect of the social all the pandemic, the COVID stuff. What has that really done to the process of buying a car?
Well, look, I think, Doug, it's changed forever. In fact, there was a Urban Science Harris poll that said 61% of consumers don't believe the processes will change back after it changed for COVID-19. So a lot of people are doing stuff like this. Instead of you and I, when we were younger, we used to go cruise the lots and look at what was available.
Hey, we still do, as far as I'm concerned. I love riding around a car dealership.
but now people tend to cruise digital. Like there's a system from called Auto Navigator from Capital One, where you can actually buy the car online. You can finance it online. You can do pretty much everything online, and people kind of like that.
How do you know what the car feels like and drives like if you don't get in it?
You have to go test drive it. I'm never going to support it when everybody buys a car without test driving it. But ultimately, you get a lot more choice, and you could just search for V8s, and I love that part of the search engine.
Take a V. Remember a V10, that old Ford pickup truck that had the V10. Take one of those, please. Thank you very much. All right, there it is, the perspective, the skinny on what's going on in the car business, courtesy of Nick Miles from R.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.